responsibly. Raffle number 1277222.
CHUM AM Toronto is TSN 1050, an iHeartRadio station. The Leafs live here. This is Overdrive with Hayes, Noodles, and the O-Dog on TSN 1050.
All right, here we go. Overdrive off and running. TSN 1050 on the TSN app, your home smart speaker. We got Brian Hayes in studio, the O-Dog Jeff O'Neill in studio, and Jonas Siegel of The Athletic in studio. What's happening?
A bunch of people in the city are throwing their name into the ring for mayor. If we threw out a poll on this panel, who do you think they would pick? Out of the three, we'll throw Noodles in there too. Of the three guys on the show today, plus Noodles, who would win the most votes for mayor?
That is, I think, a great question. And I am personally offended that we don't have anyone requesting to come on this show to announce that mayoral run, right? We got a massive audience on this program. You want to get your voice out there to people that really vote and can make a difference? Should be on this show. We probably decline the invitation anyway.
Of course.
We probably would decline it. But I think we need to know about the platform, right? Like, Jonas, I'm assuming you'd be bike lanes everywhere, subways.
Bike lanes? That's
bike
a shot.
Lanes everywhere.
Is a shot.
I'm just saying. I think there'd be a lot of that.
Jonas,
I think,
would you
program.
Make it a mandate for bike lanes in Toronto?
No.
See, that was a
what
shot.
Would your platform be?
Bikes are not allowed anywhere in the city. That would be my platform.
I would get rid of all the lanes. I would get rid of all the bike
get rid
lanes.
Of every possible bike. They're outlawed. That's my platform. I'll bet you I'd win too on that. No, I don't know. This is not a legitimate conversation, so how could I possibly have a legitimate platform?
I think, Jeff, you would have the most, you'd have a core base of support. I think Noodles would be the best campaigner.
I think I could win. I'm not kidding. I think I could win the mayor of Toronto.
But I think Noodles would be a better campaigner just because I think he likes being amongst the people.
Yeah, but Noodles, I don't think, likes living in the city.
No, well, he doesn't like people, period.
Yeah, I think you're judging Noodles completely incorrectly. Yeah, I think Noodles would finish a distant dead last,
yeah,
personally.
You think you'd do well?
I think I'd do extremely well. I think I'd do extremely well. I think I got a real pulse for the city.
Just go on the bike lanes. That's all you need.
Yeah. I'd have to put more thought into the bike lanes. I'll say this. You go to European cities, like you go to Amsterdam.
All bike.
And you know what? It's a big part of the vibe in the city. Like, people are out. It feels like people are more active, more accessible. Because I got caught, like, within 10 minutes of stepping out of a cab in Amsterdam. I was standing in a bike lane. They do not wait for you to move. They will run you over.
Sean Avery style?
Sean Avery style. And you'll get fingers, you'll get bells. They're really aggressive with a bell in Amsterdam. And it was my own fault. You start getting yelled at, like, get out of the way, and the locals would be aware of that. So maybe actually, this is maybe why I would
more
lose, because I'm wish-washy. Within 30 seconds, I'll go wherever the votes are. Yeah. I'll be corrupt if I have to. I'll do whatever I have to win.
Oh, I'd be so shady.
Incredibly
corrupt. I would be greasing everybody. You talk about Ford having a stag and doe with some constituents.
Oh, yeah.
I would put that to shame.
That alumni box would be moving and shaking with all of the big shooters
yes.
in the city. You want to come up to the alumni box with the future mayor of the city?
I'll have the cops in there. I'll have everybody in there.
Yep. Anyone with big money, anyone that can advertise for you.
You want to build me a new cottage? Let's talk in the alumni box.
I'd be willing to accept that, too. I'd be absolutely
What if you were just, like,
that.
Openly corrupt, right? A big part of corruption is, like, you try to hide it.
People basically are nowadays. Like, it's not like that would be a new concept.
Are people really hiding it anymore?
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
Yeah, we went through that, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, yeah, send us what you have at Overdrive 1050. You can text us 105050 as well.
Maybe people can write in for you guys. You're allowed to write in for a ballot, can't you?
Yeah. Yeah. What's our email? I haven't even thrown that out in so long. Live at tsn1050.ca,
no, I
believe.
That. I mean, when
so
you go to vote.
Saying, what's our email?
No, I mean the, like, company station email. It's been 3 years since we've committed to bringing emails in. So forgive me for forgetting, but I believe it's live at tsn1050.ca. Send
Arad, us just start with a poll. Who would make the best mayor of Toronto?
Right.
Hazy B, O-Dog, Jonas, or Noodles?
Well, I think you'd know it would be me, right?
But you haven't given us your platform
yet. Yeah,
like
you haven't said one thing where people...
Like, we're willing to accept we're corrupt and maybe bikes are in or they're out.
It's just sensible, nothing crazy.
What is sensible, though? What is sensible to get this city back on the right track?
I love the city, so you're talking to the wrong person.
I do, too. I love Toronto.
What's so wrong with it?
Well, I think there's always issues. I mean, there's obviously always... You can't win if you say there's nothing wrong with the city. You can't run on a platform where you just say everything's great.
Why?
I guess you're right. Maybe you can. That would be actually an interesting way to go about politics. Just be always positive.
Right?
Always optimistic about where things
Everybody
are going.
Everybody loved Ted Lasso, right?
I've never seen it.
Me neither. Not one second.
Boy. Do you guys know anything about like current culture? Like, what do you know?
I hate to break it to you, Jonas, but Ted Lasso does not count as
Everybody
being up to date with
Ted Lasso the first season. Come on.
I have not seen it. Admittedly, I have not seen it. It's something I might try to get around to. I've heard it's very good. Jason Sudeikis, I'm a fan of his. I think he's pretty good. But I don't think that's the line of being up to date
what
with pop culture.
Line? What do you know?
Well, I don't know. Have you
seen...
Dude,
we got to do this every day of the week. You pop on here once a month.
Yeah.
We do this every day.
Every single day. Think you can be the mayor, but also continue to host the show?
Absolutely.
I don't
because
see why
you can
not.
Get your message charge, out right? there. You could get your message out there, Hazy B, as the mayor.
Yes, I agree with you. You may not actually follow through on anything, but you can say whatever you want. The mics are on.
You know your Rob Ford pressers with all the mics around? You can say, Overdrive starting in 5 minutes, so what do you got? I got to go on Overdrive.
No risk of running face first into a camera when we're in our own studio. Remember when Rob Ford T-boned that camera and he broke his face on that thing? He was running to get away from the crowd and he hit his face on that camera. It was such a violent collision.
Dude.
Do you remember that?
Oh, I remember that. And I also remember a scrum where right where the scrum was ending, he possibly said the most outrageous thing I've ever heard a politician say in my life.
I know exactly what you're referencing.
And we're not going to talk about what he said, but it was the most outrageous two scrums I had ever seen.
He addressed a rumor, and it was...
preposterous.
It was wild. It was wild.
It was really wild.
The faces of the reporters, like, looking at each other...
I need to know what this is.
You don't know what we're saying?
We'll talk about it in commercial break.
Yeah. It was quite something.
All you have to do is top him, so that's...
Dude, I don't even know what a coach's equivalent would be or a player to match what that... There's nothing.
No, there is nothing that can match what we're... Now, this is why it's difficult for us to... We kind of have to reference... He was talking about a rumor about... extramarital affair or what he was thinking or saying or
wanting
anyway, and it was quite the mic drop, and I don't think there is an equivalent. I'm with you. I really don't. So anyway, people can write in at Hayes TSN, at Overdrive 1050, live at tsn1050.ca. You can text us 1050 with your name and who you would vote for and why you would vote for us. Maybe there's a sports platform to this. You don't need to go. You know what we're talking about now.
Now I do.
Now you're aware of what we're talking about.
Oh, no.
What about from a sports standpoint? Is there anything a mayor could run on that would allow sports fans to jump on their bandwagon?
How about this? Second team in Toronto.
Do you have the power to do that, though, if you're the mayor?
Doesn't matter. Just say you do.
That's a part of the illegal activity. You just go. You make it happen. You go through the connections and just make it happen.
I'm going to bring a second team to Toronto, and then you, the other candidate, go, he doesn't have the power to do that. Oh, he doesn't want to bring another team to Toronto. That's the reason.
That is good politicking.
Right?
That is very good politicking. And I think that is something you can run on. A second team, second NHL team here. I think bringing an NFL team up here would be great. The beauty of politics is you can take claim to things that have already happened. If I'm the mayor, we're going to have the World Cup here in 26. It's already coming, but I'm going to make sure that we're crossing T's and dotting I's. And it's the greatest World Cup anyone's ever hosted. That is what I will bring as the mayor of the city.
Why do you want an NFL team? Is what you saw with the Bills coming up here for those games, and I know the Bills weren't that good, but it was kind of a mess. So why would it work?
Part of that's the park, though, right? That was at Sky Dome, right?
Yeah, there's a few different things why that went south. One, they were gouging people at a ridiculous rate, which I'm not necessarily convinced would not continue to happen. This is Toronto we're talking about, where the prices are exorbitant. But they were openly mocking future ticket buyers. Like, we are going to take your money. Wait until you see what we're going to charge you. So I think it got off on the wrong foot. Secondly, the Rogers Center wasn't good. The players didn't commit to it. The players were moping around. Bills fans didn't want to come up here. There was no sales pitch. The games that they had weren't great.
Wasn't like Jacksonville at one point?
There was
all around goofy.
It was
scenario,
bad games.
Man.
And listen, a lot of it is like provincial rules. This would not be the mayor. This would have to be I believe, the premier. But the ability to tailgate and what comes with an NFL experience, you can't have that in Ontario. And I don't believe you still cannot have that. There is something you could run on.
There was a lot, and also,
it wasn't our team. I think a lot of it is civic pride. Like, the beauty of, I think, the city of Toronto when it comes to being an NFL city is that the Bills are very popular here, but I'm not sure they're the most popular team. They get the most play because geographically they're so close, and that's the game you can go see. If you want to go experience the NFL, you're going to drive across the border and go see a Bills game. But I think there might be more Cowboy fans in Toronto.
There
might be more Steeler fans. There might be more Packer fans. The Bills would be top five, maybe top three. Maybe they are the most followed and popular team in Toronto. But it's not a guarantee. And as a result, I don't think there was that connection for everyone. Where if you strap the name of Toronto on it, you put a new stadium, all of a sudden, I think it's a different story. I think
wasn't
the NFL would be very popular here.
J.P. Lossman starting at that point? Like, weren't they bad?
That didn't help. They were awful. Yeah. That was like in the midst of them going, you know, 20 years without making the playoffs, and there was no chance it was going to happen.
Yeah.
I went to a couple of the games, and it fell flat. It you knew that you were kind of being used, and I think that was a part of it. Toronto felt like bigger than that. Why are we just getting the crappy game that the Bills don't want and they're just going to take money from us and survive in Buffalo and basically use Toronto to do that?
The whole thing was a mess.
It was. It,
from their end, from Toronto's end, the whole thing was a mess.
But I don't think it was a true reflection of Toronto as an NFL city.
There you go. Bring an NFL team.
Sure, right, bring an NFL team.
I'm building our platform.
What about going against Gary Bettman? Is there anything there? Like, you see today, people are freaking out that Fanatics is now the new apparel of the National Hockey League.
Give me a break. I have never seen something so ridiculous. Like, grown-ass people, some in the media, commenting about their disappointment level on who makes the jerseys. What are we talking about here? You're not wearing them. What do you care?
Well, a lot of people, not the media
necessarily. They're buying them, right? That's what they're saying?
Jonas, what is the difference?
Here's the thing. Yeah.
Go ahead, tell me what
the
thing
is. No, you tell
me. No, I don't know what I'm telling you. I don't know how a grown adult could say, well, it doesn't have the Adidas logo on it, it's Fanatics, so I'm not interested. Why are they so upset?
Because Fanatics has a reputation of being cheaper.
And not as good.
Not as good. Exactly. I mean,
What?
Well, as Adidas, for starters.
So when you go to the Leaf store and buy your Leaf jersey, it's just not going to be as good as the thinking.
Right. And listen, I don't know how deep it goes because I'm not a jersey guy. It doesn't affect me. You know, I don't personally care that much, but I personally
like the Fanatics brand. I buy the sweaters. I buy the
really?
I do.
You're a Fanatics fan.
I think they make good hats. I think it's quality stuff, and I couldn't believe when people are like, oh my God, I can't believe they're making the jerseys.
Well,
what has this world come to?
Compared to Adidas, which is a premium brand, and Nike, it's not on the same level. Yeah. It's not. And
it's like the verses.
Dude, you're being ridiculous, man. For you, what are you? Like some kind of a clothing connoisseur?
Well,
where you put on a hoodie and you're like, this isn't the quality of Adidas.
You can tell the difference between quality apparel and apparel that is not that good.
Dude, I wear sweatpants from Walmart every day, and I love them.
All right, then that's your problem. That doesn't apply to everybody.
I don't put my sweatpants on that I get tailored from my tailor and say these aren't as good as other sweatpants.
But
they're Walmart sweatpants,
but you can
love them.
You can concede there are better track pants than that. Just because you're willing to accept it doesn't mean that it's a reality.
Dude, what does a better track pant look like or feel like?
I could probably run off 5 or 10.
More importantly, what does a jersey feel like that you put your grubby pizza on your chest and eat it in your basement and you spill Coke on it, and then you ask a former player to sign it with all your grubby pizza stains all over it?
One thing I will concede, and I will back up Fanatics on, and the NHL, is they're not going to allow their jerseys to be a joke. Like, they're not going to allow them to be the arm to be ripping off by the third period. Like, it's not going to happen. And what I read today is they're going to use the same factory Adidas has been using to pump out their apparel.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, exactly. But the fact is, Fanatics is not, it's just another, we talk about Bettman all the time and about what he's done for the business. And really, what he's done is for the 32 collective owners, I'm sure you're a big fan. But if you're a fan of the sport, what does Bettman bring? Like, if it's Fanatics versus Adidas, that's a loss. The digital boards, the digital ads on the boards, that's a mess. Playoff structure sucks. Terrible. Like, if you're a fan in Toronto, I've expressed this forever, and people jump on me and say, well, it's the Leafs just complaining. The Leafs could be the Yankees. The Leafs could spend $150 million a year on the roster, but they're not allowed to because Arizona's got to keep up. Because Carolina's got to keep up.
For the jerseys? Like, does Fanatics got to pay the NHL?
Of course.
So that's all that matters to Gary Bettman.
But that's the point.
It's the bottom line. Fanatics has the same kind of money that Adidas or anybody else has, and they paid it, and now they're making the stupid jerseys.
You've proven my point. That's all it is. Where can I get the short-term fix on the cash as opposed to what do the fans want? What are the fans going to experience? And that's why it is a separate conversation. And Bettman, I believe, should be beholden to what the fans want and trying to keep customers out. Like, we use the word fan. What it is you're a customer. You are propping up the business. You're going to spend the money. But it always comes down to, well, if you were an owner, you'd love Bettman. Of course. But I'm not. So what do I care if the owners love him or if they love what he's doing? And I'm not here to say that everything he does is wrong or whatever. But there are clearly things you can point to and say, if you are Joe Fan, you look at it and say, is this guy really propping up the sport that
Dude,
I love
if you're a Joe
for
fan,
my experience?
I'm just telling you right now, if you're a Joe Fan, and you wake up in the morning and see a tweet that says Fanatics are making the jersey, that's a slap in the face to me from Jerry Bettman. You are insane.
Here's another thing. Let me add one more to the docket. The World Baseball Classic Finals going tonight.
Fantastic stuff.
Electric. You know who runs that operation? Major League Baseball. Why is there no international hockey? You know why? Because Bettman won't allow it. Bettman's the guy that stops it.
But
there's another thing that is on his
Well, maybe the owners
desk.
Are going to him saying, we don't want our guys getting hurt in that, so they're not going.
Possibly, and he's got to take the fall for them. And you're right. You can't exonerate the
he
owners.
He is a sounding board. It's just like a player-agent agreement. The agent blurts out something, like if Alan Walsh, his client obviously is aware of it. You can't just blurt it out. He does what the owners tell him to
do.
But then you can't give him all the credit that he's this amazing commissioner when you're just saying he's just doing what they want. No? What is it? Anyway.
I'm pretty sure if you ask the owners, Jonas, he's running a multi-billion dollar enterprise, they would say he's doing a pretty good job.
Of course they would. That's not the conversation I'm having here. I'm not speaking through the lens of the owner. I'm speaking through the lens of the fan, where he is at the wheel of the NHL's bus. And just like Manfred is, you don't think there's the owners in baseball that say, well, I don't really want
Goodell.
My guys to get injured.
Didn't Goodell just get an extension?
Yeah, of course.
The fans like him? They
yes.
do not.
They don't love him because of
lots of things.
A lot of different reasons they don't like him. We talked about it the other day. Like, commissioners are never going to be looked upon fondly by fans. But I'm talking simply like tangible fan experiences that are at the desk of the commissioner and the owners, for that matter.
Yeah.
Apparel, international hockey, how you view the sport.
Dude, you cannot throw apparel in there.
Apparel is absolutely a part of it.
Because you're acting like the people are getting screwed because Fanatics, my company, has got the jerseys.
Well,
it's insane.
Are you getting a little take from Fanatics on the side?
Here's the corruption already. Here's the corruption.
I am in bed with Fanatics, I'll admit it.
You're going to have a hat.
And I want to talk to anybody from Fanatics about future gear.
Well, I'll stick with Adidas.
And current gear.
I'll stick with Adidas.
But for anyone to wake up, it's the dumbest thing you've ever said on this show. Someone waking up saying, I'm getting screwed by Bettman because there's no more Adidas jerseys. That's insane.
Listen,
that's an insane take.
I haven't seen the apparel yet to give you an answer on exactly what it's going to look for.
If next time I'm in studio, I'll wear one of my Fanatics gear. Okay? I'll wear a full outfit.
You have head-to-toe fanatics.
Fanatics.
Wow.
Maple Leafs fanatics, head-to-toe. It's beautiful.
I don't think you do.
I know I do.
How could you? Fanatics, they're not... Are they... in? How could they have that?
Go
do they pump out that type
sports.
Of...
Go down to Real Sports...
Is it Fanatics, though? It's probably Adidas, and you don't even know. It's probably got three stripes right on the front of it. Wear an Adidas tracksuit.
No, I'm not.
Add this to your mayoral campaign.
Yeah.
Bring back Nike and Adidas.
Well, I mean, that ship
NHL
is sailed.
Jerseys.
That ship is sailed.
It doesn't matter. You just say
ship
it.
Ship is sailed.
Just say it.
Yeah. I'll buy two sweatsuits in the next when JP is done being... Whatever he's doing.
JP's under the weather, yes.
He's
he'll be
under
back.
The weather. We'll give him two tracksuits, a Fanatics and an Adidas, and see. He'll blindfold him and see if he can tell the difference.
Can I ask you something? When you go to the grocery store, do you ever just buy like the name brand, like the store brand, or do you buy...
Did you
like,
not hear what I just said? My sweatpants?
But that's
I wear
sweatpants.
Every day. I got two pairs of them.
But
Walmart.
So, like when you're buying, I don't know, I don't want to name brands... But do you always just buy the store brand?
No, dude.
Okay.
Dude, sometimes you got to buy it. Nice stuff. You got to get a tie.
That's
you get
what
a
he's saying.
Louis Vuitton tie. You get a Louis Vuitton tie.
Why not just get the Costco brand?
But for you guys to sit here and say fans are getting screwed by Bettman because of this decision is the dumbest thing ever said on the show.
Okay, fine. Because you're a fan of that. And listen, I'm not necessarily anti-Fanatics. That's not what I'm saying. But compared to what it used to be was Adidas. Now, I believe Adidas was the one that pulled the shoe.
Yep.
And they've left the NHL. So the NHL's left holding the bag. They got to find somebody. But if you're a fan and you like the apparel they're making, clearly you're not going to be ecstatic about something changing. And it possibly getting
especially
worse.
If it's the same amount of money.
If it's still going to cost you the same. Now, maybe it won't. Maybe it's going to be awesome. Who
I'm
knows?
Sure, they'll make it cheap.
We'll find out.
For sure.
I just don't understand the whole idea of you. Like,
what about the other gripes? What
about Gary Bettman just in general? Like, it seems from you listening to you two that he's just screwing the fans. No
you,
world
wait,
hockey.
Wait.
No playoff.
No one's
format.
Saying that he's screwing the fan. I'm saying that there are elements of the fan experience that he is responsible for that I don't think are benefiting the fans. Doesn't mean they're screwing the fans. Doesn't mean people aren't going to stop watching. But
in saying that, you're also referring to yourself because you
sure.
Got World Cup of Hockey.
Absolutely. I think it's a travesty. There's no international hockey. I think it's a joke. I think okay. It's a blemish on the hockey world for a decade. Whoever is responsible for that, whether it's the commissioner, the owners, the players,
doesn't
the networks,
the business too?
Whoever it is. Yeah, but again, I'm speaking as a fan. Blue collar, Joe
put
fan
your
guy.
Your Fanatics hat on.
Yes, my Fanatics hat on. I'm saying I want international hockey. I don't think I'm alone in that.
No.
Right? I'm a populist. I'm running on a populist platform here.
How old
sports
is...
populist platform.
How old is McDavid?
26.
So he'll be 30? When's the next Olympics? Winter Olympics?
26.
So he'll be almost 30 by the time he maybe
yeah.
gets in the Olympics?
20,
don't you
29.
Think if Gary, don't you think Gary Bettman sits on his recliner when he gets home and says, man, it would be cool to see McDavid play with MacKinnon and Crosby?
I bet.
I don't think he sits at home and says, I'm taking that from the fans and they're never going to see it.
Doesn't,
I don't think he thinks
But it's
so.
Happened, though. It doesn't matter if he's thought about it. Or, that's the point. He hasn't thought
no,
about it.
The point is it's not his doing.
Of course
it's,
it is.
It's the owners that he works for is doing.
Well,
isn't it?
Someone's responsible for making sure that international hockey happens. Again, whether it's him or the owners, whoever, again, it's a blemish on the hockey community, period. Like, you look at the World Baseball Classic. Is it perfect? No. Is everyone engaged? Of course not. But last night was awesome. Japan, Mexico, and tonight is going to be electric.
Yeah,
the States again. There is a chance Ohtani's on the mound facing Mike Trout tonight. There's a real chance that's going to happen. That I can't think of better theater in baseball than that matchup. That is the most desired matchup. One representing his country, the other representing his country. Ohtani throwing smoke at Trout.
Isn't
how incredibly
crazy to
cool
see
would that
those
be?
Those two like jacked up and out of their element, like an important game. You haven't seen it.
Exactly.
You've never seen them playing big games.
Never see it. Ohtani was going nuts. Like, he hit that double to start the ninth last night, going wild. And he's, I think, is an emotional guy anyway. But to your point, by the All-Star break,
they're
the
terrible.
Angels are 10 games out.
Yeah.
And they probably will be again this year.
Yeah.
And Trout, the same thing. Trout is a robot, but he has shown a lot of emotion throughout this process.
So of all the players, that's the part
absolutely.
That's surprising to me, is like how engaged they all seem to be.
I'm looking
it
forward to the game
like
tonight.
It wasn't like that to counter your point in the World Cup of Hockey.
Because it was Team Europe and the Team North America, because it wasn't legit.
Yeah, it wasn't real.
They didn't have some 20-year-old stud playing with the under 24 team at the World Baseball Classic.
Yeah,
that was silly.
That was on
whoever came up with that. That is insane.
I wonder who it was. Who was it? I wonder who it was, or who signed off on it.
Yeah,
I'll give you an answer.
No,
I'll give you B.
Absolutely. All right, confirm or deny coming up.
I'll dig into that little factoid you came up with there.
Please do. Yeah, please do. All right, emails are pouring in live at tsn1050.ca. You can text us.
Any kind of feelers out there?
I'm going to read through this. This is the beauty of me having access to it, is even though I'm a mayoral...
You could lie.
I could completely make something up. That's the source of corruption right there. We're going to look through that. We've got text coming in at 10:50:50 at Overdrive 10:50. Mike Johnson coming up, Leafs Islanders in New York tonight on TSN 4, right here on TSN 10:50 as well. Confirm or deny, we're moving it up. We'll get to that next.
Now, back to Overdrive with Hayes, Noodles, and the O-Dog.
I can neither confirm or deny that that this is in fact a segment.
Austin trades Andrew Raycroft to Toronto in exchange for the rights to Tuukka Rask.
It's been my honor and a privilege to serve as the general manager of the Toronto Maple Leafs Hockey Club.
It's time for confirm or deny.
Do you regret giving all those gentlemen the no trades or no movement clauses?
I can neither confirm or deny that.
I can't confirm or deny.
All right, confirm or deny, brought to you by Don Valley North Lexus. Right now, enjoy lease rates from as low as 4.9% on the NX250 Signature Series. Visit DonValleyNorthLexus.com for all the details. I can't confirm. There's a lot of action online right now about the four potential mayoral runs. Myself, Jonas, Noodles. Noodles calling a game tonight.
Jonas getting any love?
Jonas getting a little bit of love. Yeah, a little bit of love. It's possible. You got a lot of support out there. The cronies are going to vote for you. You know that.
Yeah.
You love the cronies.
Oh, yeah.
It's a big percentage.
Do you actually think, let's say one of you actually did, put yourself in the mix. I think there's a chance.
You think there's a chance?
I mean...
It's possible.
Who's the contender that you need to take down? I don't know.
I don't know if we have that answer. Yeah, so it doesn't seem like
why
it.
Why not you? Why not him? Why not
give
him?
Me a that's, smart right hand man? I could run the city.
Yeah, I think we need a joint ticket, right? You need a two-headed horse.
We run together?
I think it's possible. Can you put two names on a ticket? Why not? I think that's possible. All right, confirm or deny. So we know the way this works. Statements are made. We go around the table. We confirm it or we deny it. Very simple stuff.
Hang on a sec. There's another Fergler in the hockey industry for the Ottawa Senators.
Yes, Dylan Ferguson.
I hope his nickname... I actually hope not that his nickname is the Fergler.
It has to be Fergie, though, right? If your name's Ferguson, it's Fergie. Yeah. You have to be Fergie if you're in a
Fergs
dressing room. Maybe Fergs. 48 saves last night. He was unbelievable.
Dude, that was insane. That was incredible. Been a dagger for the Pens. Florida's got Philly tonight.
Yeah, Florida won last night. They're probably going to win tonight. Florida's now officially in Pittsburgh out. We'll get to that momentarily. Confirm or deny, Colorado has a better chance of winning the West and getting to the Cup Final than Boston does of winning the East and getting to a Cup Final.
Good question.
I'm going to confirm that. I know that the Boston Bruins are outrageously good, but it's just, I don't know. You've seen in the past with teams that just dummy everyone, Tampa Bay just a couple years ago, they got swept in the... And I'm not going to say that's going to happen. But it is so difficult to put your foot on the pedal in training camp and keep it there all the way through to the Cup Final.
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't seem possible. As Al's brother would say, I just don't see it happening. I'm going to confirm the statement.
That was very well put. I would also add that the road to get there is going to be harder in the East. Theoretically, right? You're going to have to beat one of Tampa or Toronto, maybe New York... And then you look out west, and it's like, who should Colorado be scared of? I don't know. They haven't really had their team this year, and they're right in the mix. For
Edmonton gets cooking, they're going to scare people. They're good.
Jack Campbell can't be a net, I'll tell you that.
Oh, my.
That Jack Campbell is a disaster in Edmonton right now.
Dude, they threw him a mercy game last night,
yeah.
And he let in a four spot.
With three goals called back. and a couple of posts. Like, he legitimately was beaten seven or eight times.
Three got called
back?
They called
three back on him. Three back.
I thought it was two.
I believe, I will confirm that, but I believe it was a three-pack.
Scary stuff, man.
It is, man. And listen, Skinner's been good, and Skinner's going to be the guy, and Campbell likely at some point will get in if they go on a run. He very well could be a part of that program. But the goalies in Alberta, Markstrom was a mess again last night in L.A.
That whole thing was a mess. Kadri was a mess. I don't think Kadri played in overtime.
He did.
Like, it was a disaster.
Something's going on there.
Something's wrong.
Something is going on. Listen, Daryl Sutter's a great coach. If they miss, I'm not sure he'll be back. I'm not sure. It just seems like a lot has gone against him. A lot has gone against some of the players they brought in, who they're committed to. Kadri and Huberto being the number one and number two guys, and it's on them. 95% of it is self-inflicted. You have to be better. You're a pro and you're a veteran and you're getting paid. But when management and ownership commit to players and they come in and it's not working and it's not going well, the players generally win.
What do you think would be the bigger fire, Calgary missing or Winnipeg missing?
I wouldn't be. I think Calgary missing would be a bigger surprise if you had told me that in September.
It's Winnipeg, because Winnipeg's been in the whole year and looked dominant. And if they miss, it would be tragic.
Nice word.
You're right. It would be based on what we've seen. Again, it depends on what you're talking
about.
Retrospectively, in September, I didn't think Winnipeg was. I thought the wheels were falling off Winnipeg anyway. This is really,
I guess, the question is, if you went to both teams before the season and said you're not going to make the playoffs, who would be more surprised?
I think Calgary.
Calgary.
I think, yeah, Calgary. Probably. Even though they had the turnover and the turmoil.
Well, people,
they won the division
what they did, remember?
Exactly. You figured they kind of rectified the issues.
Yeah.
I think Calgary would be more surprised. Both disappointed, Calgary more surprised. I'm actually going to deny this, confirm or deny, though, for a couple of different reasons. One, the Bruins are historically great. Right now, historically great. Yes, the East is better, much more top heavy. Colorado, the only thing that scares me a little bit is Georgiev in the playoffs. I don't know. Like, I don't know what
no
that
one
looks
does.
Like.
It's an unknown.
To be fair, they won with Kemper, who was like 9.02.
Yep. And to counter even my own point, I don't know what Allmark's going to be in the playoffs, but he's been great this year. And Boston is chugging the way that they're built, the way that they're rolling. It's difficult to go back to back, too. I know Tampa's done it 3 years in a row. That is an anomaly.
Yeah.
Like, that's another thing. Colorado, to get back through the East or back through the West, it's difficult to do two times in a row. So I will deny it. I think Boston has a slightly better chance. But I think those are the clear-cut favorites. Colorado's a clear-cut favorite in the West.
Who's
clear-cut.
The number two favorite in the West?
I think it's either Dallas, Edmonton, or Vegas. Although I will say, like, I keep adding teams. LA's getting better, man.
92 points.
LA's getting better.
They are starting to truck.
Yes, they are. It is a little bit more of a challenge than I think people are giving credit to.
Fair.
In terms of what the West is all about. Confirm or deny, the New York Jets have the leverage advantage in the Aaron Rodgers trade negotiations with the Packers. They have the leverage, the Jets.
No, they don't, because they're not the ones deny. The other team has all the leverage because they can just sit back and say, nah, we'll keep them.
Mm-hmm.
That's an outrageous statement as a confirm or deny.
It's a huge battle going on in the States. Everyone's got an opinion because
how could the Jets have leverage?
Well, the argument is the Packers are done with Rodgers, and they need him out because that is turmoil waiting to happen. This guy shows up to minicamp, and he doesn't want to be there. That could be a mess. The cap implications, you know, that they're committed to Love. They've got to pick up Love's fifth-year option. There's a number of things that do fall in line with pressure being on the Packers. But I will deny it as well, because this is the Jets we're talking about. They have no other option.
Zach Wilson, bring him back.
Exactly, though. That's what it is. You have to get him now. You have to get Rodgers. You've been a joke forever. Last year, your defense was great. Your offense was abysmal. You need him. You signed Alan Lazard. You're possibly bringing in Randall Cobb. He's publicly announced, Rodgers, that he wants to come to your team. Your team. A quarterback graveyard. This is one of the greats of all time that wants to come, and he's publicly said it. The leverage is absolutely in the hands of the Packers right now, because the Jets have no choice. They have to get it done. They need this dude. Doesn't mean you give the Packers everything. But if it's a first-round pick, pay it. You got to pay it. Yeah, you can't turn back now. You got to have
them. You know that if it's been hinging on something, ultimately they're going to capitulate and say, get it done.
Yes. They have to have Aaron Rodgers in New York.
I would also deny him. What's, like, if the Packers don't do it, what happens? Rodgers probably says, okay, I'll retire, right? Probably. And the Jets and Packers are like, all right, we're going to play Love anyway. See ya.
Right.
Right?
Well, that's where the Packers can drop the mic and say, if you want to come back, fine, but you are backing up. Like, Love is our quarterback.
That
it's
will
over.
Never happen.
Probably won't, and
then
it's delicate.
Then you would have a serious situation on your hands.
Then you would, but it's not going to come to that.
No.
Confirm or deny, the Pittsburgh Penguins will miss the playoffs.
Oh, boy.
From what I've seen the last week, I'm going to have to confirm it. It just, I don't know. You actually get some saves last night, and you can't get anything past the Fergler, the Ham Fergler.
Yeah. Dylan Ferguson Jr.
It just doesn't look like it's meant to be. And it's almost like you could say this year it's an okay for a miss. It's like one of those things, maybe it happens, but what are you going to do? Do you keep believing in the core moving forward? Not like things get any better.
Don't you have to? Didn't they sign those guys?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The band's coming back. Like, they're...
It's not those guys, though. Like, Sid is still...
No, it's the rest of
one of the 10 best players in the league. Letang can still skate and put up numbers. It's everyone else on that
the
team.
Amount
and
of
why
feet...
they brought in that Cat Granlin, I have no idea.
Oh, he's been awful.
At $5 million?
He's been
why
awful.
Why they did that is it's beyond...
They gave Jeff Carter the money. They just kept doubling down on older guys. They got rid of
Jeff Carter, right? An expansion, and then
they gave him a two-year extension.
What's his name? Jared McCann.
I don't think it's a lot of money, but the question is like, why? Why? Like, in an aging team, I don't know. There's just a bunch of whys there.
Why should you read that? Jeff, the stuff that's been written out of Pittsburgh this year by our athletic guys.
Mm-hmm.
Oh boy,
Ronnie Hextall's not
he
a good place. Yeah, Ronnie.
It's not pretty.
It's not going well.
There's
for
been
Ron.
Some ridiculous pieces, though. Some fanboy pieces where it's like the author of the pieces. It's almost like he's like a fan in his
They're
basement.
Not happy.
It's like, what are you talking
now,
about?
Here's the only thing I will say. I think I'm. What was the question?
Pittsburgh will miss the playoffs.
So I'm going to deny. Here are some of the teams they play. Now, who knows if they'll beat them? Detroit, Philly, Detroit, Chicago, Columbus.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I'm going to confirm it, though, because I think Florida has been telling the world that they feel they've been playing better than their record would indicate
7-2
all year.
7-2-1 in the last 10.
And they're starting to get cooking here. I think the Islanders are going to get in. Like, that's the Islanders are not a lock to get in either. It's not just Pittsburgh or Florida. The Islanders can factor in here, too. It could be Pittsburgh and Florida that get in and the Islanders miss. But something's just not right with Pitt. Like, it just seems like they're older, they're slower. Jari's been very inconsistent. It's going to come down to the last couple of games, though. Like, it is a legit race. It's going to be a fun race. Confirm or deny, Lamar Jackson starts week one for the Ravens next season.
At this point, I'm going to say confirm. Mm-hmm. I don't know what they work out, but basically the Ravens, didn't they basically say to him, go and get the money somewhere else, and it hasn't happened.
Mm-hmm.
And why it hasn't happened, I don't know. There's something there that everyone has kind of found out, and they don't want to present him the money. So he must be sitting there thinking, what the hell's going on here? And he's got it in his head. The Deshaun Watson guaranteed money is in his head, and I think it drives him nuts every day.
I can't blame him for that.
Me neither,
he needs
dude.
To get over
Me
it.
Me neither.
Yeah.
And sometimes you just need to get over it, because you look at contracts as a professional athlete, and you're just like... I did it myself. I was like in my third year, and there were some journeyman defensemen that were making $1 million a year, and they were like in and out of the lineup, and they hardly played. And I was thinking, I'm not playing for less than that guy, because I do as much and I contribute as much, but you're not doing it because you haven't been around long enough to warrant sitting out or anything like that. Sometimes you just got to chew on it. Now, it sounds ridiculous to say chewing on it, because it's probably going to be upwards of $200 million.
It's still a lot of money.
A lot of money.
Yeah. Here's why I'm going to deny it, because I think there's a chance he's in Baltimore and he refuses to play. Like, I wonder if that's what's coming, where he's going to say, fine, I didn't get a secondary party to offer me something, or I did and you matched it, which if that happens,
well,
I think he's going to have to chew on it.
There, a trade?
I don't know. Do you demand a trade? Do you say, I'm not accepting this until I'm moved? It wouldn't be the first time. Like, it happened, Le'Veon Bell, different position. But remember in Pitt, he said, I'm not playing. Like,
and he went to the Jets.
And eventually he left. Eventually they had to move on from him. I wouldn't put it past him to not accept it and just say, I'm not doing it.
Antonio Brown was in the same boat.
Yep. So I'm actually gonna deny it. He may be there week two, but week one may be kind of a principled protest for Lamar.
I will confirm. Where else can he go? Like, I'm looking at teams that might need. There are still teams.
Well, that's
that
the
could
mystifying element to it. It's like, how have teams not just been jumping all over that, saying we got to get that guy?
There should be at least a handful of teams.
No,
right?
Kidding.
At least
Tampa have a quarterback?
No. They have Baker Mayfield.
Does Tennessee have a quarterback?
Tampa,
Ryan Tannehill,
man,
I guess?
Tannehill.
Suck.
Oh, Tampa's back to ground zero. But it's worth it for them. They got their Super Bowl. And
I am all on board
yes.
for the Cincinnati Bengals again.
Now you're a Bengals fan? Again, committed? I think Washington is the team that everyone's... Because it's a regional thing, too, right? Baltimore's 45 minutes down the road. And
well, the other thing is...
That's exactly what they should do.
Doesn't he represent himself?
Yes, he does. Now, there's a report that someone's calling around on his behalf.
An agent?
Who's not a certified agent, though.
But they're acting as an agent?
But effectively telling other teams, like, what's up? Do you want to talk? Trying to engage in some sort of dialogue. And also, the report came out today that liaison is telling the other teams that he's not interested in playing in Baltimore anymore. Like, he doesn't want to be a Raven. Is it true? What if the Ravens offer you $200 million fully guaranteed?
And I understand that. I understand when you get disrespected like that, you're just like, no, they don't think of me. How come a guy like Kyler Murray and all these other quarterbacks are getting this kind of money, and I win an MVP, and I do this and I do that for this organization, and they don't value me like that, so I'm done with it. I see how he could think like that.
Mm-hmm. I agree. All right, one more here. Confirm or deny. Let me go with the last one here. Joe from the Bridge. I'm throwing a little bit of a bone here. A bit of a curveball at Joe from the Bridge. But confirm or deny, the Maple Leafs will regret one of the Sandin or Engvall trades in the future. There'll be some regret in the future for one of those deals.
I think if there's one of them, it's obviously Sandin. By a lot.
Yes.
He's chewing on some minuses, though.
Man, defensively, he's causing problems
playing
in Washington.
A ton, though, right?
Yeah. But he's a defenseman.
I don't think they'll regret either of them. He's a tweener guy. He's never going to be a 1A guy. And he's not exactly a 7 guy. He's one of those guys.
Perfect on your third pair, but if you have to play him higher.
It's Anton Strowman is what you always reference.
Yeah, but
that's always
Strowman
what you
came from the dead, though, and had a pretty good second half.
That's my point.
Because
he jumped around Toronto, Calgary, then all of a sudden he got with Tortorella. I think it was in Tampa or New York, I think. It was New York, and then he signed in Tampa. And again, different style of players, but that's the reference you always use. But I will deny this as well. Because, like Engvall, they're not going to.
No.
Like, Pierre Engvall's fine. He's going to do what he's going to do. Yeah. He's not a kid. They didn't sell early on him. He's established. He is who he is. Sandin is the guy. You know, in 3 years, could he develop into a, you know, solid second pairing, good player on a good contract? Possibly. Because Gustafson, I don't think, has a future here. But they got a first rounder for him, too.
Yeah.
You know, and if
they're
turn,
trying to win a cup.
And they're trying to. Exactly. Like, a lot of it may be predicated on what happens in the playoffs. Like always, you know, retrospective analysis. But there you go. Confirm or deny. Brought to you by Don Valley North Lexus. Right now, enjoy lease rates from as low as 4.9% on the NX250 Signature Series. Visit DonValleyNorthLexus.com for details. Leafs Islanders tonight, the final of the WBC. We'll get to that as well. Overdrive continues. TSN 1050 now up on TSN. All right, Mike Johnson will join us in about 10 minutes. Dallas Braden later this afternoon. Let's get this circle. The U.S. against Japan in the WBC final. And I think I speak for everyone when I say I just want Ohtani versus Trout. That's what I want to see tonight. And Ohtani was asked about the idea of pitching last night. And I don't believe he's supposed to start, but there's a chance he's going to likely come in at some point. And like that
I'd like
dude,
to see Ohtani as a J.
He is a different beast. Like the idea of that question being posed after the game. Hey, we got the finals tomorrow night. Do you think you can pitch and hit? Like, can you? Like, he got that rally going in the ninth, and first pitch, you know, finds a gap, hits a double. He's going nuts, and then you just kind of feel it. Like Japan, they were down 5-3 going into the eighth, and they manufactured a run there.
That dude's a megastar.
He
is. A megastar. It's like you see athletes and you see, oh, that guy's superstar. That guy's a megastar.
Dude, we haven't brought up, like, Bar Plan a long time. That dude in Tokyo might be the number one buzz.
No, it isn't. It's close to the number one, which is Dougie 93.
Yes. Admittedly, Doug Gilmore 93.
Can I ask you, though? Can I bring someone else?
Will never be topped.
What do you think is more impressive, what he does or like Bo Jackson, where he played in the NFL and played in MLB, or Deion Sanders? I don't know.
Because
I think the dual athlete is a little bit more special, but it doesn't take away from the idea that the guy is outrageous.
Here's the only counter is like Bo was great at both. Like, he really legitimately was. Yes. Deion was not a good baseball player.
True.
Like, he was a great base runner. He was a good defensive player, but he was not a bat.
Yeah.
Yet, he was arguably the greatest, maybe certainly cornerback of all time, maybe greatest player, like defensive player ever.
Yeah.
One of the top four or five. Ohtani, though, is a beast on both sides.
Yeah. Maybe like, the best hitter, maybe the
He
best
may
hitter.
Be the best in both categories, or at least he's in the top five in both.
For sure.
Which is remarkable.
Yeah. Freak.
Yeah, freak. Speaking of like bar play and buzz, you see the scene down in Buenos Aires where Messi was out for dinner and I guess the locals like found out he was down there and like a big crowd of people surrounded the place on the street. And
dude, that happens everywhere that guy goes. It happened in Miami a couple years ago.
Yeah, he is a superstar. Hour two coming up. Mike Johnson will join us. Overdrive continues, TSN 1050 and on the TSN app.